Darren Miller, the head girls basketball coach of the Ottoman Wheelers, joining us here as we take a look back at what was a fantastic and just a tremendous season for the Wheeler girls. They finish up 16-9 overall, 11-5 in the Western Iowa Conference, good for third place. Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on a really fun season for Ottoman girls basketball.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Darren, we talk about all the great things, and you had two tremendous players, and we'll talk a little bit about Aaliyah Hermanson and J.C. Christensen coming up here in just a little bit. But one thing that jumped off the board for me is I thought as this season went on, when you guys really started to turn the corner, it was players like Audrey Jensen and Sienna Albertson and Kate Tesman starting to knock down some of those outside shots, including a Madison Steckler as well off of the bench, that took a little bit of the pressure off of the two seniors that everybody kind of knew coming into the season.
Absolutely. That was really the key. Each game I talked about it a lot, and, you know, other pregame interviews with radios and stuff. And that was really the key. We had different players hit shots throughout the season, and grow as players. You know, it was super fun to watch those four girls you just mentioned, Madison and Audrey, Sienna and Kate, they're hitting the outside shots or driving, and, you know, each game, or each person had a game where they really stuck out or they hit the shot and just really helped our team. And that's really our growth of our team was really based on that. And, you know, other players too, we're sure we'll talk about here, but that was really the X factor that we needed to have a good season.
9 losses on the year, but as I glance down your schedule, so many close losses. You lose to Loma by 5 points. You lose to Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton by 5 points, to Trainer by 3 points. You lose to Underwood by 2 points. You lose to Caminita by 3 points. This was a season that could have been a 20-win, 4-loss, or 3-loss type of a season if the ball bounces a little differently in a couple of games.
Oh, yes. It's just so, we were so close in so many of those games and just, you know, unable to either hit a shot here or there, or, you know, just our other teams were hitting free throws and just, you know, it's like agonizing as a coach. You're like, oh, so close and playing against some really good teams. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you kind of got to take a step back and realize, you know, that's still a positive, even though we lost and, you know, we played right with those teams. And, you know, I think that gave us confidence, especially, you know, after Christmas. I think we just really, each game we got better, and we were headed in the right direction at the right time of the season. And, yeah, it just hurts to lose those, but, you know, at the same time, we took a lot away from it too.
Coach, what happened over the break then, over that Christmas holiday break that kind of got this team jump-started and turned in the right direction?
Well, I just think it was a couple things. Confidence, number one. You know, I think, we talked about this after our game against Newell on Friday. You look back at our season and our preseason up in, they did a fall league, and I went up and watched, and one of those games, it was just not very good. I mean, we weren't playing well at all. But I kind of knew in the back of my mind, it just takes time, right? And we had a lot of new girls coming in, and, you know, I think when you get to Christmas, you have some time to work on fundamentals and just kind of practice. And then, you know, I think one thing about having less girls on our team this year, we really made practice really efficient, and I think that's a good thing for us, and I think good thing in general, just because it keeps your legs fresh, it keeps the season fun, and I think that's important, you know, as we go through a long season. And I think just confidence-wise, we got better and better each game and kind of knew our roles, and I think it just kept on building and building, and that's kind of how we, you know, that's how we got better each game and got better towards the end of the season and playing our best ball at the end.
Becoming a good three-point shooter, not an easy thing to do, but you had 3 girls. Kate Tasman, we knew coming in, but Sienna Albertson and Audrey Jensen both really stepped up that three-point shot this year. Was that something that you knew coming into the year that you could have 3 girls that could just kind of spot up and find some, you know, some shooting ranges and some shooting holes with the dribble penetration you'd get from Aaliyah?
Yeah, absolutely. I knew it coming in. Yeah, I mean, I knew they had the potential. You know, it goes back to a confidence thing and having the teammates trusting each other and, you know, making the pass to them. And I tell them every game, you know, if you're open, you got to shoot it, you know, especially in the three-point lanes and, like, you know, especially those girls, if they're open, it's like that's their game, right? And that's their shot. They're going to succeed way higher at that versus trying to drive it in or, you know, shoot a 15-footer. They're better off just shooting a 3. And, you know, that was the best thing for our team.
I do have to bring up one game early part of the season, getting to go down and play Central Decatur, a really traditionally strong program. You play them at Wells Fargo Arena. I know we're kind of removed now. I talked to you that day and after that game, but to look back at that game now that the season's over, what does that mean to be able to get to go down and play them guys, and the reason why you played them there was so special to Audubon and stuff as you reflect back on that now?
Yeah, looking back, we played really well down there. You know, that was kind of early in the season, and Central Decatur went on to have a pretty good season too. And so I kind of, thinking about it, going to a neutral spot and playing a pretty good team, and they're putting pressure on us, on a bigger court down there. We really handled it very well. I thought we played well. We shot the ball well, and it was kind of cool to, experience that for the girls. And then, yeah, obviously, coaching at Howell was pretty cool too, and that whole experience. But I, looking back at that game, with that game early on in the season, it was kind of impressive for us how we handled ourselves and went down and took care of business.
Had a couple of two or maybe a three game losing streak throughout the season, but didn't allow that to stretch more than that. I think that's huge in putting together the type of season that you guys had. What was the difference, do you think, that would allowed you guys to be able to kind of stop those streaks? So when you got maybe not playing as well as you wanted to.
Well, I think, early on when you play, for example, I think of, Trainer, we played them first, and Underwood, the first time I played against those two good teams, we kind of got handed by Underwood, and, not realizing at the time, we're going to play them again, we lost, so what kind of a thing, and just got to move on to the next game. I don't think much about that, and the girls, it is what it is, we lost, kind of move on. I guess that's my philosophy. We can't really worry about it and move on, and I just knew playing them again the second time. Anytime you play a team the second time around, it's always different. It's just you kind of know what to expect. The girls know what to expect, and it's always going to be closer. And so I kind of looking at those losses didn't really bother me that much. And so I think having the mindset about it was go on to the next game and not worry about the game we just lost.
Any game jump out to you as maybe a game that you went out and said, wow, we really played well? I would look at the 2-point loss to Underwood with the way they were playing late in the season as maybe one of those games, but I don't see all of your guys' games, so I'm sure there's other games that stick out to you.
Yeah, that was one. Trying to think. The Trainer game, I remember that game in the fourth quarter. We're down, I think, 7. We came back, got it real close, and we put on a press there the last couple minutes and had great opportunities to win and had a good shot to win. And, I think that was a good one. But I think the one that really sticks out to me is the Xyra game because, even though we lost, one of the things that really sticks out to me of that game is Cheyenne. Barbara, she guarded Imgarten, who's her best player. We did a box and one on her, and she just shut her down and really held her in check, I guess. And she was super proud after that game, and I think our teammates really, felt good about that. Even though we lost, we played really well. Just how well Cheyenne guarded her, and as well as the team played together, it was really good. That was a good game for us too.
Coach, you mentioned Cheyenne, one of those seniors. You and I talked about her at several different points throughout the season, whether before games or after the games in the postseason interviews or postgame interviews, but not a player that was going to go out and score a ton, but all of the little things that don't show up usually in a stat book is what she was willing to do for this team.
Yeah, absolutely. She would joke about it. She's not going to score. And, she did score. It was kind of like, whoa, she scored. And now teammates like that about her. And, the other thing about her that people aren't going to know is she always had a positive attitude. She didn't, she wasn't caring if she wasn't scoring. She knew her role in the team. And, that's something that doesn't come up in the stats and stuff, but it's a super important part of being a team and being a teammate, understanding her role. And she fulfilled it to her greatest. And, there's a girl that, throughout her whole career, her four-year career in high school, played JV 3 years, and all of a sudden, boom, she's in varsity. And never complained, just always came to practice. And there's just a lot to be said about a person like that can, understand her role and be happy with it and do the best she can.
Coach, I kind of joked with you when I first got a hold of you today for the interview that we're talking right after John Ryan and I just did our Rewind program on this Tuesday morning, and I mentioned something that it would be nice to see our 1A teams not have to try and go through New Alfonda to make it to state. I think you guys had a team this year that would have been good enough to be able to be down at Wells Fargo Arena for a second time this season. But I know for you guys, you don't back away from playing any competition like New Alfonda in the postseason, but what a great postseason run that you guys had up until you ran into the number one team in the state.
Yeah, you know, every year I open up the brackets, and there's only one team I look for, and it's New Alfonda. And the last 2 years in a row, it's been New Alfonda, and I guess, you know, it is what it is, and much as I want to complain about it, it's just, you know, nothing you can do, and we just went up and played our best. You know, that team is just crazy good, and how they can, you know, it's a really credit to them how they can get players to, you know, buy in, and, you know, and they rotate in 8, 9, 10 girls, and they don't drop off a beat, and it's awesome. You know, as a coach against them, you're kind of watching and kind of like, you're kind of in awe, you know, right? It's like, man, they just bring players in and they don't drop off. They know what to do. They know how to pass. You know, there isn't like one stud. They just all know their role, and it's pretty cool. And yeah, it's, you know, we had postseason games that were good against Riverside and against Ankeny Christian that we played well against, and so yeah, we had a good run in this, you know, this thing, so we played well, but oh well.
5 seniors on this year's team. Kate Tasman had a great year shooting the ball. Leah Hermanson, over 1,500 points in her career. Maybe one of the best players that's ever played down at Audubon, at least in my 19 years of covering you guys. J.C. Christensen, another one of those players, the all-time leading rebounder, I think, down there now in Audubon history. Kennedy Roy, and then we mentioned Cheyenne Barber. So what a great group of seniors. And not to take two and just kind of stand them out, but two of the best maybe that's played in the last 20, 25 years in J.C. Christensen and Leah Hermanson.
Yeah, I mean they had put a lot of time in, right? And it's one of those things that athletes have to understand when somebody puts a lot of time into something, they're passionate about it. And we talked about this with the girls the very first day of practice, how, you know, Leah and JC have played a lot of basketball and put a lot of time into it, and so they're passionate about it. And when you're passionate about something, you care. And so you know, some of the girls on the team, necessarily, you know, basketball is maybe not their favorite, but I think it's important and fair to JC and Aaliyah that you play hard for them and, you know, and for your teammates. And so, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where hard work pays off, right? So if you put a lot of time into going to AAU and doing shooting baskets, that's what's going to happen. And so, you know, it's a testament to their work ethic and, you know, being ability to do all that. And it's, yeah, I think they're two great players that we're going to miss next year. And it's just not just them, the whole senior class. I think, you know, we talked a little bit about Kate shooting a three, and she's a good job of understanding that. And, you know, Kennedy came in as a sub a lot for JC and for Cheyenne, and knew her role as far as being a post player. And she, you know, she come from a lot. She didn't play last year after a car accident. So, it's another thing, testament to her as far as, you know, having that strong will to come back and fight through the kind of physical pain that she's been through, and to, you know, stick her senior season out on the basketball team is pretty cool.
Coach, you found some players to be able to build around for the future. Audrey Jensen, Sienna Albertson, two of those. Madison Snackler, that gave you some good minutes off of the bench. So those are just some of the players that saw quite a bit of playing time this year that'll be back.
Yeah, we only had 11 on the team. We lose 5, so math says we only got 6 coming back. So, you know, between those, we'll have 4 seniors next year with Riley Britton and Madison, you know, like I said, Maddie Steckler and Sienna and Audrey. You know, those 4 will be in huge roles. And, you know, we only had 1 sophomore and 1 freshman out this year with Michelle Brooks and Alyssa Testro. So, you know, we have some freshmen coming in. I don't, you know, how many of those will come out. But, you know, our numbers are going to be small again next year. And it's kind of a, you know, it's a worrisome thing for me as far as what's going to happen in the future. But, you know, we'll deal with what we get and try to do the best we can.
What do you guys do in the off season to get ready for next year?
Well, we'll do the same as we've done in the past. I'm sure we'll do some open gyms here in the summer, and then, you know, we'll try to hit some. Exira Elkhorn always does a Wednesday team league, which is really good. 6 teams come over and we play and do stuff like that. So we'll try a couple other team camps, and then, you know, this team's gonna need a lot of fundamental work. You know, we're gonna need a point guard and for next year, and then, you know, work on some basic fundamental stuff.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. As always, you give us these long pregame interviews for the before the season starts, postseason recaps. You work with us all the time throughout the season. So thanks for everything. Enjoy our time getting to cover you guys, and what a fun and special year for Audubon girls basketball.
Yeah, thank you for all the stuff that you and all your guys do for us. And, you know, the girls appreciate it, and I think, you know, the community members appreciate it too.
You bet. Head Coach Darren Miller again with the Audubon girls basketball team.